sometimes we realize it later, but John chapter 9, verse 11, I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd giveth his life for his sheep. But he that is a hireling and not the shepherd, whose own sheep are not, seeth the wolf coming and leaveth the sheep and fleeth. And the wolf catcheth them and scattereth the sheep. The hireling fleeth, because it is a hireling and careth not for the sheep. I am the good shepherd and know my sheep and am known of mine. You know, I'm glad we have a comforter that is with us, that stays with us all the time. When we put our faith and trust in people, they'll leave us and leave us scattered, you know. But Jesus keeps us in the flock. You know, you remember how did a shepherd take care of his sheep when they're in the corral? Where did the shepherd sleep? Does anybody know? They slept right at the shepherd was the gate, was the door to keep the wolves out, wasn't it? So thankful for us that Jesus is our shepherd and we're following him and he won't lead us the wrong way. So Jesus led you to Gold Town tonight and we are glad you're here. The Tollies are in the house. We're going to have a treat today. And buddy, just so good to see him. So good to see him here. So Dana, if you'll get a congregational song, we'll shake hands and then we'll have prayer and then we're going to get the Tollies up here.
Page number 137. Sing the wondrous love of Jesus. Sing his mercy and his grace. In the mansions bright and blessed, he'll prepare for us a place. When we all get to heaven, what a day of rejoicing that will be. When we all see Jesus, we'll sing and shout victory. While we walk the pilgrim pathway, clouds will overspread the sky. But when traveling days are over, not a shadow, not a sign. Trusting, serving every day. Just one glimpse of him in glory will the toils of life repay. When we all get to heaven, what a day of rejoicing that will be. When we all victory. Onward to the prize before us, soon his beauty will behold. Soon the pearly gates will open, we shall tread the streets of gold. When we all get to heaven, what a day that will be. When we all see Jesus, we'll sing and shout the victory.
All right, does anyone have a testimony this evening? Anything you'd like to share? Praise report? Testimony? Jamie.
After her, he was down that way.
other testimonies? Amen. Bless you, Brenda. Anyone else? Bless you, Donnie. Anyone else?
I got a text on the way here that my daughter Grace made it to Fairmont. You know, she drove in the rain as the hunter. And it makes the dad nervous when they're driving that far, much less in the rain. But she's safe, and I praise the Lord for that. Yes. He's so good. So good. I had my 1-year scan last week and got my results this week, and all clear.
Yeah,
all
right.
Clear. I just praise God for that. You know, I was talking with the lady this week about she's going through a similar situation. She said, I'll have my 6 months in a couple of months. And she said, I'm going to be terrified. And I said, you know what? I don't have that. I have a little bit of anxiety, and that's it. Other than that, I just know he's got it taken care of.
Right.
What happens, he's got it taken care of. No matter where I'm at, he's got it taken care of. And what I'm going through, he's got it taken care of. And I'm so glad I serve that God. I'm so glad that God loves me. He didn't have to. And I thought, you know, I told him in church this morning, I said, the first time I committed a sin, I was bound for hell, doomed for hell. My sentence could have been hell. And he would have been justified. But it's not that. It's heaven because of his grace. Amen. I'm glad for his grace and his love and his mercy and his care.
Amen. Bless you, Robbie. Bless you, Rob. It's worth it.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Tomorrow's not promised.
Yeah.
Right. Oh. God takes me tonight. Y'all know where I'm going to be.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right.
I know where I'm going to be. That's the peace.
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. 3 weeks ago, on Sunday night, a dear old friend of mine, grew up in the same community with him, was at church. And anytime you saw this man, he was smiling. He was praising God. And I don't ever remember a church service that he didn't sing nothing but the blood of Jesus. That was all that was on his mind all the time. He was constantly telling somebody about the Lord.
Yeah.
That night he stood up in church and was testifying. And in the middle of his testimony, he slumped back into his seat. And he was gone. God took him home in the middle of his testimony.
Yeah.
How sweet is that?
Yeah.
Could you think of a better time to go praising God, and God's like, hey, that's good, come on.
Yeah.
We just don't know.
You're right.
But if you don't have that peace,
right?
I've felt that pain before. I've felt the agony of, God, I know about you, and I'll be serving you, but I'm not. So
yeah.
Please, please let me wake up at the end of the morning. Now I don't care.
Right.
Take me on. When my work is done, I'm ready to go.
Well said. Nothing beats that inner peace. Nothing beats that inner peace. Well said. Good testimony.
I've never seen anything beat. I mean,
Bless you, Stan.
Hey, Brian. I love the Lord. Amen.
Amen. You weren't even worried about it. You're not even worried. You're not even worried that you're worried. Bless you, Stan. Anyone else? Wouldn't you rather get caught serving the Lord when you die than get caught doing other things when you die? A lot of people get caught doing the wrong things. Amen. Bless you, Donnie. Any other testimonies? She's like, Dad, I can drive. Bless you, Michael.
Old pot.
tilt steering, wasn't it? Bless you, Stan. Anyone else? If not, would anyone have a prayer request at this time? He has a bunch of fluid, I think, built up too, they mentioned this morning. Need to lose 30 pounds of fluid off of him. So just remember him, the hearts are doing good, and it's got to adjust to the rest of the body, I guess. I'm the one that knows the least about all this stuff, but just keep chucking your prayer, man. He's still got a long, long road.
He's had two or three biopsies, and it's showing no signs of rejection.
Good.
That is just amazing. Just get this leg taken care of.
I got a special unspoken request, very serious.
Bless you. Bless you, Joe.
Continue to remember my sister and my mother and the family of Denny Kelly, who was in MacArthur.
I have a friend who's having some issues with a slow heart rate. It's down about 38, and she's to the doctor this coming week. And I have another friend who's just in remission from cancer, and she's got a urinary tract infection, so let's lift her up. And let's pray for the addicts. My son was asked to go to this house and mow the grass. The guy's a millionaire. And he said, just check while you're there. He said he opened the door, and this is what he told my husband. I haven't talked to him about it, but he said the guy's daughter, who's 34, was passed out. There were probably three white guys with needles in their arms and three black guys with needles in their arms, and they were all just drugged up and passed out. You know, who can lift the addicts up? That could be my kid. It could be your kid. And, we really have a burden for a lot of drug addicts. There's just so many. And it doesn't matter how much money you got or don't have. It just affects everybody on every level. And this father has disowned her. And she probably needs his love more than any other time in her life right now. And she's just got a real problem. There's a lot of them out there. So let's just lift him up.
Amen. Bless you. Amen. Absolutely.
Shoulder problem. My arm is very limited now.
really weak and really feel a lot of pain. And, you know, sometimes we absorb just the white cancer completely out of every thing and everyone. And, you know, it's destroyed so many beautiful lives, you know?
Yep.
And, but you all remember them in your prayers.
Yep. Bless you. Any other requests? If not, and you have an unspoken request you'd like to signify by up raised hand. The altar's open. Pray till you're finished.
Father, we thank you. We thank you. We thank you. Another glorious privilege, Lord, coming to you in prayer. What a privilege, what an honor to talk to the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Our Father, we thank you for another evening of service where we can gather, Lord, and come with liberty to worship in spirit and in truth. We thank you, our Father, for the one, two. We thank you, Lord God, for another glorious privilege. At the close of this Lord's day, to Father, come to your house. Lord, we thank you. We thank you for the one, two that you've placed in my heart, my desire. Lord God, remember Brian as he leads, and the Tollies, Lord, as they sing. Dana as he leads, and Wendy, Lord God, as she plays. It's part of the family of God, Lord, and it takes every one of them to make a good service, Lord, when we all obey you. To have a beautiful place, Lord, to come that's warm, and Father, it's not raining, Lord, it's not leaking inside. That we can set our Father, our feet in your house without reservation, that nobody's going to take us out, because we're, Father, worshiping you. Lord, we thank you. You heard all the requests, the unspoken, as well, Lord God, as the urgency of them. Father, but the good thing about it, Lord, that you are a prayer-answering God. You don't sleep, you don't slumber, you don't waver, Lord God, you don't take vacations. You're always on time. Your time, our Father, not ours. As Isaiah said, Lord, help us to learn to wait on you, trust you, and lean on you. Our Father, remember, Lord God, each and every need that's been mentioned here. And this is the praise to bring him, Lord, for God's people to share together, love one another, edify one another, Lord God, and glorify your Son through it all. We're one family. We're the family of God. Lord God, we thank you. We thank you. Remember, Lord, the pastors, the evangelists, Lord. Our Father, those in hospitals, remember the Hill family. Not only them, Lord, but others that have an urgent need for the touch of the Master. Thelma Perdue, Lord God, Father, fighting cancer, Lord, and so many others, Lord. And when I walk into a hospital or nursing home, Lord, I just walk out and thank you that I'm able to walk, Lord, with the right mind and able, our Father, to make my way home. I bless you this evening, Lord, and I'm so grateful to you, Lord, for what you've already done. Lord, if you never would bless us again, if you never would bless me, Lord, I've had enough blessings, Lord, more than I deserve. But I yearn for them. I want to delight myself in you, Lord. I want to walk worthy of your calling. Father, would you honor us with your presence in the service? You bless every testimony, Lord God. And you help us, our Father, to set our feet in your table. Be obedient, Lord. Be obedient. Our Father, we thank you. Once again, Father, touch those that lead our service, those that will be ministering to us, Lord God, through music. Help us to listen to the words and apply them, Lord God. Father, our other local churches that are having services tonight, bless them. Bless them, bless them. Up and down the hollows, Lord, of people that don't see the need, Lord. Don't see the need. But I'm so glad, Lord, that you put that desire in my heart. My life, Lord, is not completed when I don't, Father, have fellowship and communion with you. And this is a good place to gather, Lord. They gathered on the upper room, Lord, and waited. That's what we need to do. In our impatient ways, Lord, we need to learn to wait on you. Our Father, you'll give us the latter rain. You'll, our Father, open the doors. And you'll come in, our Father, in a mighty rushing wind. Lord, we thank you. We thank you. We thank you. Those that, Father, couldn't make it. The weather, Lord, and Father, it's getting darker and some can't drive at night. You bless them, Lord. You bless them. Our Father, you help us not to get discouraged. In due time, Lord, we're going to reap if we don't faint. Our Father, remember the sick. In hospitals, Lord, and remember, Lord God, Judy and Joy's brother, Lord. Lord God, it's not looking good for him, and there's others. There's others. Have your way, our Father, and once again, Lord, from the depths of my heart, I ask you to open the windows of heaven and look down upon us. Look beyond our faults and see our individual needs, Lord. Father, the unspoken, those in the military, Lord, and those away from home, our Father, those in schools, Lord, and our Father, my heart goes out for these people in the Carolinas. Oh, Lord God. I remember in the 60s, Lord, I was in that type of blood, Lord. And my. So I pray, Lord, you would comfort them. Probably some wonder why. Why God would do that to them. Lord, you're not to be blamed. You're not to be blamed, Lord. So, Father, I thank you this Sunday night. We're almost at the end of the month, Lord, and we'll be going into fall. Heavenly Father, remember every home represented here tonight, and that young newlywed Lord God, as they begin their life together, as they'll be taking their trip on tomorrow, give them traveling mercies. Watch over them, Lord. Watch that family, Lord God, as the mother now and father, Lord God, have released their daughter to be married to this man, Lord God. See, now our father belongs to another. They've raised her well, and I pray that the Holy Spirit would continue to bless them. Father, have your way. Have your way. Lord, we want to just thank you and praise you in Christ's name. Amen.
All right. Anyone with a testimony? If your heart's beating, your palms are sweaty, that means you have a testimony. That now's the time. Anyone with anything else? If not, we'll have the talk. There's a lot of instruments up here that I have. They intimidate me because I don't even know how to hold one, much less play something. But there's a lot going on up here, and I'm sure these young men are going to show us how to use them. So come on up, Tollies.
Hey, you never know. One of them might be playing a saxophone next weekend. It's hard to tell. It's good to be back here once again, and sometimes I'm just at a loss for words. God's blessed me so many times that, and I let the little things upset me. I get anxious for whatever reason. I don't know. I can't control all things. God does, and I just thank Him for what He's done for me and my family, and hopefully we can do something for you this evening. It might be a blessing to you. Right now, Austin's going to play his own version of Keeping on the Firing Line. Doesn't that make you want to break his fingers? Title of this next song is called The Door.
You say you're tired of wrestling with your pillow till the dawn. There's a hurting heart that's hid behind the smile you're putting on. To and fro and far and wide, you've only found it ends. But there's one door you've not opened yet. Turn around and walk on in. He's the fountain of living water. water, the bright morning star. The shepherd that never leaves his sheep and knows just where you are. The lily in your darkest valley, the light to guide you on. He said, I am the way, the life, I am the door. Oh, it's hard to comprehend how easy it could be to find what you've been looking for by a simple sinner's plea. Jesus stands just right outside your hope. He will restore. He waits for you to make the move and open up the door. Fountain of living water, the bright morning star. The shepherd that never leaves his sheep and knows just where you are. The lily in your darkest valley, the light to guide you on. He said, I am the way, the life, I am the door. Fountain of living water, the bright morning star. The shepherd that never leaves his sheep and knows just where you are. The lily in your darkest valley, the light to guide you home. He said, I am the way, the life, I am the door. He said, I am the way, the life, I am the door.
Tell them hello.
Hello.
Hello. She actually has her very own pink microphone, believe it or not. That you're used to having that, aren't you? Well, tonight you'll get by without it. Lauren's going to do an old song with me. I'm sure a lot of you will recognize. Yes, Jimmy, it's the one that you like. Song called I Won't Have to Worry Anymore. My burden's heavy, and the road seems rough and long. Sometimes my feet grow weary, and so sore. But a brighter day is coming. Soon I'll step on heaven's shore, and I won't have to worry anymore. No, I won't have to worry when I reach the other shore. All life's troubles will be over, and I'll rest forevermore. My eyes will be on Jesus, and my heart will be aglow, and I won't have to worry anymore. Someday, when life is over, and I've said my last goodbye, I'll see my Savior standing at the door. And then I'll hear Him say, you're welcome, and all your cares are left behind,
and I won't have to worry anymore. Though I won't have to worry when I reach the other shore. All life's troubles will be over, and I'll rest forevermore.
Song a couple months ago, and we're still new at it, so I have a cheat sheet here. Okay, you ready? When it comes to book learning, it's plain to see a whole lot of folks know more than me. Jesus said, if we believe, there's just one book that we really need, and it's not what you Holy Bible tells me so. Passing through this world below is not what you know, but it's who you know. It's not what you know, but it's who you know.
When the knowledge of this world applied, guess you sinner ain't qualified. One thing I know, Jesus died. Save my soul, he's a friend of mine. And it's not what you know, but it's who you know. Holy Bible tells me so. Passing through this world below, it's not what you know, but it's who you know. It's not what you know, but it's who you know.
Well, the finest teachers in find a school, they don't say much of golden rule, but the master said that he's the truth, the way, the life, and he is there for you. And it's not what you know, but it's who you know. The Holy Bible tells me so. Passing through this world belong, but it's not what you know, but it's who you know. It's not what you know, but it's who you know. And it's not what you know, but it's who you know. The Holy Bible tells me so. Passing through this world below, it's not what you know, but it's who you know. It's not what you know, but it's who you know. What you know, but it's who you
know. Title of this next song is called I Got Up and Went.
the Spirit said, come. I got up and went. There at an altar of repentance I knelt. In a little while, Jesus passed by, lifting the burden of sin from my life. I stayed right there till the battle was done. Then I rose up a shouting that the victory had come. I remember the time when the Spirit said, come. I got up and went. I did not go when the singer had sung. When the offering was taken, I did not come. When the preacher had preached, I stayed in my seat, stiff as a board. When the choir started singing, just as I am, I did not budge, I had taken my stand. And then something happened, thank God, both of my feet, walking right down the aisle. When the Spirit said, come, I got up and went. There at an altar of repentance I knelt. In a little while, Jesus passed by, lifting the burden of sin from my life. I stayed right there till the battle was done. Then I rose up a shouting that the victory had come. I remember the time when the Spirit said, come. Got up and went. Well, I do not remember what the sermon was about. Can I remember the preacher's name? I have my doubt. But I remember the time when the Spirit of God spoke to my soul. He called me by name and he listed my sins. Said, child, you must be born again. I fell on my face, that amazing grace, how sweet the sound. When the Spirit said, come, I got up and went. There at an altar of repentance I knelt. In a little while, Jesus passed by, lifting the burden of sin from my life. I stayed right there till the battle was done. Then I rose up a shouting that the victory had come. I remember the time when the Spirit said, come. I got up and went. I remember the time when the Spirit said, come. I got up and went. I remember the time when the Spirit said, come. I got up and went. Got up and went.
Ryan's going to do the old song that, every time I hear the words of the song, I can just still see my grandpa now crossing over them pearly gates. I've said this before, but 98 years old, 5 days before he left this world, I actually thought he was going to die unlost. But thank God, God knew a lot more than I did. And now I can just see him strolling over heaven. And I can't wait to see him again and my grandmother and loved ones has already crossed over. Ryan's going to sing a song for you. Going to stroll over to heaven with you.
If I survey all the good things come to me from above, if I count it all our blessings of the storehouse, some love I simply
Just like Austin's always picking up different instruments, even though Jordan's going to be playing on the banjo, this is actually his first debut wanting to pick a little bit on the mandolin. So he hasn't actually been at it that long, but they're learning pretty quick, and I do thank the Lord for it. Keeps Dad from being bored at the house, I'll put it that way. Even though you got to send them and put them in bed at midnight when they're still up wanting to play, I says, no, you got to go to bed. I'm serious. You got it there. And like I said before, too, I think sometimes I'd rather just sit back and just play instrumental music and stuff, you know, the old hymn songs, like what they're learning. And y'all pray for us. We have a lot more to learn. And like I said, it doesn't happen overnight. Got to try to squeeze practice in between all their ball games and everything that goes on throughout our life. So you'll just keep us in prayer. Was that E or A? See, I don't remember. Was it A? Okay. I'm glad they know, because I don't. I don't remember. Leaning on the Everlasting Arms. Anybody have a testimony?
Bless you, Joe. Yes. Bless you, Joe. Amen. Amen. Sure he will. Sure he will. Said he would. Said he would. Amen.
I know it, Stan, and every time I think about it, like I said, whenever I'm thinking of Gold Town, I can just still see Stan, and I'm saying this in all sincerity. I was thinking about this earlier when you were speaking, that every time I think about Gold Town Community Church and stuff, I can just still see in the back of my mind Stan and send him back there, just up there praising the Lord. And it's good to have a church there, too, because on Sunday nights that still have services, because a lot of them out there do not, and that's very sad, very sad. Next song we're going to do for you is called I Saw the Light. I don't remember the preacher's name either. I was 10 years old, but I remember when God started, it's just like a knife went through my heart, and I knew what I had to do. Here's a song called In the Sweet By and By. One thing I've learned about banjo pickers, they're always tuning. One of these days I'll eat my words and I'll have to start tuning a lot more too. Song called What a Friend We Have in Jesus. Pretty sad when my own 13-year-old son is taller than me. Anybody else have a testimony while we kind of get adjusted here?
Amen.
There you go.
Glory to God. Amen.
Been trying to get Austin to move up to a full-size guitar, but he wants to tinker with these little baby things right here. I don't know why, but... Song called Mansion Over the Hilltop. going to do one more here for you, and you ready? I'm waiting. Song called "Are You Washed in the Blood?" Can you? You have to ask him that one. If y'all want to sing along with him, he's going to play "Victory in Jesus."
Save a wretch like me. I
some sweet day I'll sing up there the songs of victory. Oh, victory in Jesus, my Savior forever. He sought me and He bought me with His redeeming blood. He loved me ere I knew Him, and all my love is through Him. He plunged me to victory beneath the cleansing flood.
Well, I think you could give that family a bag of rubber bands and they could make beautiful music. My goodness. All right. Anyone else have anything? That's an awesome job, guys. Awesome.
Come to the piano, will you? You heard a powerful message and song. I want you to think. Wednesday night, Brother Bailey, to you that was here, what was his main word in the lesson that he gave us? It touched me and my wife, and we've talked about it all week. He used one word. Anybody remember? This morning, when he went to the Old Testament, where did he go? 37th chapter of Genesis. And the word Wednesday night was commitment. Commitment. Do you think that these young men acquired that ability? I'll tell you what it took. It took availability. And I'm sure they're young, and they probably had a lot of other things that they'd like to do for young men their age. But because their dad and mom had a desire, now they, in the world outside, do you know what they'd call this? They'd call it picking and grinning. But in God's world, it would be a new song, picking and rejoicing. It's good that God can use instruments to glorify Him. When David would get discouraged or in battle, he'd always go to his instruments. They're very important. My lesson, I told Brian, I said, Brian, I'm going to preach on dying, but I'm not going to do it tonight. It's needful. It's needful. I saw where a young man that I carried mail with, and it shocked me. I didn't know if he'd been sick or not, John. But we worked together at the post office, and Carl Bailey, age 70, left us. Another man that I carried mail with, Sid Warner, has left us. Another fellow that I carried mail with, Dean Thomas, have left us. And they were a lot younger than I were. So I know my time is limited. And what I must do, I've got to do it quickly. Time's running out. Time is running out. Now, I don't live every day, say, oh, is this my day? But I know it's coming. And I thought of the commitment of these folks. Now, I'm not going to preach to you, but you look at the book of Romans if you want to. You don't have to. Romans 12 says, I beseech you, or I beg you, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you, not the church, not the pastor, you, present your bodies a living sacrifice to the Lord. Now we reverse that. And this is what we say. All it requires is just a reasonable service. When you give him your all in all, that's just a reasonable for what all he's already done for you and I. We'll never be able to repay the price that he paid. And I tell people, you need the Lord. And they said, no. I said, nobody loved you like he did. He gave it up that you and I could have this privilege. And it's an honor. Just as I'm amazed at him. I'm amazed at him. How well that they work together. And it was a sacrifice on their part of their parents. And look how it's paying off. Do you know that the country western world would give anything to have these young men out there in the field and making big bucks? They might forget about us, that they were from Goldtown, Kenna, Ripley. They'd want to make sure you told them of a bigger town, Charleston, Morgantown. But what a privilege. If you're here and he's touched you. And, you know, we never gather when the word is taught or sung or preached or witnessed to. That's a seed that God is sowing in your heart. And it might not germinate for a while. But God's got it in there. And when the time is right. And this is what I've said many times about people that I doubted that ever would be saved. I never thought that they would. You know what was that on my part? Unbelief. That's what you have to call that. Unbelief and doubt. You see, he's in the saving business. And tonight, I don't call this a concert. I called it a powerful. And then we'll have professionals on Saturday. And they've done that for a long time. Don't know their lives, and I'm not cutting them down, John. I'm not cutting them down. But I know these young men and their dad and mom. Been with them a long time. I can enjoy them knowing that they're doing it for God's glory. Amen. Now, I don't know your heart, okay? I have a hard time with mine. Daily. I tell him about it. You don't know my faults, my failures, my weaknesses, my shortcomings. But he does. Would you bow your heads? And I want Austin to play. It's been a good service, and I have sent a quiet service. Nobody run the aisles. Nobody shouted. Nobody run around. But did you hear what He said, they go sing a lot. I go preach a lot. And a lot of them are closing up. Folks, I'm glad for Sunday night service. I really am. As I said, I'm not looking at numbers. I'm looking for the presence of the Lord. With heads bowed and he's playing, I don't know your heart. I don't know your heart. Neither can I ever examine it, but he does. If there's a need in you, whether it's financial, materially, physically, whatever that it is, you come. You surrender to him. You surrender. Don't you think that I'm going to or the other pastors are going to criticize you for using the altar. It's there for the Christian. And we're getting ready to go into revival. I finished a three-night revival and the pastor said Al doesn't have it in his pocket. But I said, Lord, I'm going in your name. And I'm going to speak in your name. And I'm going to count on you to go with me, go before me, and go after me. If you're here, there's a need. I don't need to know. Don't take it home. Don't wallow it. Don't stay half of the night worrying and fretting and frustrated. Bring it to him. 1 Peter 5:7 says, cast. Put the load on him. It's too heavy for you. It's impossible for you. But if you're here and you need to unload, he'll keep a secret with you and him. He won't tell nobody else except his father. Is there anybody else? Anybody else? Father, we thank you. It's been a night of rejoicing in our hearts. And I sense the sweetness of the Holy Spirit in our service tonight. My message will keep, Lord. It'll keep. We're to be witnesses of what we've seen, tasted, experienced here tonight. And Father, you help us to go on our way, dear Lord, rejoicing for the songs of Zion that heaven encourages. They're the new songs, Lord, of Calvary, of Christ, of heaven. Father, you help us to take them home with us. And these that are kneeling here, you meet their needs. According to your riches in glory, you go with us, our Father, day by day. We can't, Lord, we can't make it without you. No matter how well we've adjusted in life, no matter how well we say, I've got it all together, don't need nobody, nothing. Father, we're in need of you. And I pray, our God, each and every individual that's came to this altar, on the behalf of our pastors, Lord, we're here to encourage, to lift them up, to pray for them, to meet with them, Lord, whatever. If we can't help them, Lord, you can, through the word, through your wisdom, through your knowledge. Father, whatever the need may be, visit those that are at home, lonely, discouraged. Drugs, our Father, it's taking its toll in our nation. Alcohol, Lord God, and drugs, it's taking its toll, Lord. And Father, it's costing their lives. While we can have you free just by asking you to come in. Bless our Father, this service tonight. And Lord, we thank you. We want to thank you. Lord, we heard a message this morning. We heard a lesson this morning. And Father, I'm so thankful that they're giving us your infallible truth, Lord. What encourages us, what our Father helps us to fight the good fight of faith. Because it's a battle, Lord God. It's a battle. The enemy's out to destroy us, and Father, you're greater. You're greater. You're greater than the enemy, Lord God. You've got it all under control. As we go to our homes, Father, to our families, as we go to our jobs, Lord, wherever, help us, our Father, to be good witnesses for you. Father, may they see the reality of Calvary through Christ Jesus living within us. May, Lord God, the blessings of the Lord be with us. We want to thank you, our Father, for the service in this young family. Every time they visit us, Lord, it's a blessing. It's a blessing. So for that, I'm grateful, Lord, to you, to your grace and to your mercy. Now, Father, may the communion of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be with us. And Father, as they take up the evening offering at the back, we want to thank you for it all. Those, our Father, that couldn't make it, bless them. You know the reason. Those that, Father, afflicted, be with them. Those, Lord God, that won't get out at night, remember them. Father, we're grateful to you for Gold Town, by the roadside, where the lights still shine on Sunday night. In Christ's name, amen. Amen. Thank you. Thank you. Would you stand with us? As I said, we need two young men or someone to take the offering up. Well, I guess they got the bag back there, don't they? Okay. Okay. Any announcements? Saturday, we'll have a group here to sing with us. Remember them. It's important. They'll be blessed in the name of the Lord. And October the 8th, we'll be in revival. Tell someone about it. Tell someone about it. Pray about it. Witness about it. Folks, time is swiftly passing. Good night. God bless you.